For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to Weird Sayings. Dear Weird Sayings, seriously? The other day, someone used the phrase, "I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass." How is that a saying? Better question, how is that a saying that everyone knows? At one point in time, was that a thing? Well, thanks to Google, I know that yes, that was a thing. Back in the 1700s, to resuscitate people, doctors would literally blow smoke right up the old chim-chimaroo.
For what?
To resuscitate people. How did that turn into a saying for complimenting someone? That doesn't make any sense. Good luck drawing that line from point A to point B. A similar saying is, butter someone up. What kind of weird sex show are you freaks doing? To butter someone up means to flatter them. Cool. How about you just say nice hair and move on? This is the opposite of that. Instead of complimenting someone, if you annoy them, you rub them the wrong way. How about you don't touch me? I don't want you rubbing me, I don't want you putting butter on me, and I certainly don't want you blowing smoke in any opening of my body. Ever hear blood is thicker than water? Thanks, psycho. Whatever that means, Dexter. Sleep tight. Why? Are you going to try and put something inside me when I fall asleep? Also, sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite. How about I just sleep somewhere else? Like where someone's not going to try and put stuff inside me while I'm sleeping and doesn't have bugs in their bed that will bite me. How did "I don't give a rat's ass" become popular? There's no way somebody heard that and was like, "That's great, I got to use that. Can I use that?" Pleased as punch, more than you can shake a stick at, the whole nine yards, caught red-handed, break the ice, cat got your tongue. Just say what you mean. Stop with the weird and antiquated sayings. That's going to cost you an arm and a leg. When was that a form of payment? Like, I'd give my right arm for that Ferrari.
Deal.
No thanks, I'll just keep the Ferrari, because, you know, I don't really have a use for a severed human arm. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to weird sayings.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.